السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب. Hope you are in the best of health, Mufti Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and the family afiyat. And Allah ta'ala grant you sa'adat bid darain. And Allah ta'ala accept all your khidmat for deen. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Khan and brother زكريا نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, is the 7th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446, and with the benevolence of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 37, Surah Swad, and verses number 156 right up to verse number 163. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala asking these mushrikeen and polytheists and idol worshippers that you are saying and claiming that the malaika, the angels, are the daughters of Almighty Allah, Allah forbid, al-iyadu billah. So these are the questions Almighty Allah is posing to them and all those people who worship somebody else besides Almighty Allah, or they have partners to Almighty Allah and they associated somebody something to Almighty Allah. For all of them, this question is a pertinent question. Almighty Allah states, chapter 37, verse number 156, Am lakum sultanum mubeen? What do you have? Any clear-cut evidence? Any clear-cut manifest authority that you are saying and making all these claims? Manidda'a shay'an fa'alayhi dalil. Whoever claims anything, he has to present the dalil, the evidence and proof. Fa'atu bikitabikum. Hence, bring your documentary proof. In kuntum sadiqeen. If you are truthful. Obviously, they can't produce it. Therefore, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in chapter 4, verse 48, has mentioned clearly, Inna Allah la yaghfiru ay yushraka bihi. Verily, Almighty Allah will not forgive and never forgive those people who associated, ascribe somebody something to him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then, not only that, they even said that Almighty Allah, Allah forbid, aliyazu billah, has special ties or family ties with the jinnat and the invisible creation which he created. So one side, they said the daughters of Almighty Allah, the angels are the daughters, and then they said that he has special ties, like he married into the jinn family, Allah forbid. So can you see how crazy it is? Like in this day and this age, you see people worshipping idols and so forth. Just now in the news, views, interviews, you will see where this thing leads to. وَجَعَلُوا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْجِنَّةِ نَسَبًا. And their same mushrikeen and idol worshippers, some of them, they made between him, Almighty Allah, and al-jinnah, and that creation of Almighty Allah, that are created from the smokeless fire. And amongst them you get the Muslim and the true believers, and you get the kuffar, the disbelievers. So they have made family ties between Almighty Allah and them, Allah forbid, nasaba. Nasab means family ties, me, my father, mother, my brothers, sisters, like that. وَلَقَدْ أَلِمَتِ الْجِنَّةُ إِنَّهُمْ لَمُحْضَرُونَ. And verily the jinnat, they know, those who are the non-Muslims amongst them. وَأَمَّا الْقَاسِتُونَ فَكَانُوا لِجَهَنَّمَ حَطَبًا. Almighty Allah has dedicated an entire surah and chapter 72 to this creation of Almighty Allah, the jinn. How in human being you get Muslim, true Muslim, and you get, remember, the non-Muslims. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. One group will enter paradise and Jannah with the grace, mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the other group will enter Jahannam and the hellfire, everlasting doom and gloom. That is the justice system of Almighty Allah. Chapter 72, Suratul Jin, it comprises 28 verses, the total amount of verses in chapter 72. And when you read, وَأَمَّا الْقَاسِتُونَ فَكَانُوا لِدَهَنَّمَ حَطَبًا. And those non-Muslims among the jinn, they will be the fuel and the fire of the fire there in Jahannam. Chapter 72, verse 15. So here Almighty Allah is teaching us, وَلَقَدْ أَلِمَتِ الْجِنَّةُ إِنَّهُمْ لَمُحْضَرُونَ. The non-Muslim jinn, they will be presented and placed inside Jahannam and the inferno, the blazing fire, eternal doom and gloom for them. Almighty Allah created million, billion, zillion creation beyond our perception and comprehension. Who can tell you exactly how many waves in the ocean, how many drops in the ocean, how many creation in the marine life, exactly with precision? Nobody. That's just one easy example. You can give millions of examples like that. The grass and the lawn and the leaves and the flora and the fauna and human being, look at ourselves. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. So imagine every human being's features are different. So who creates all this? Only He, خَالِقْ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, the one and exclusive creator. He has absolutely no associates and no partners. So these people, Almighty Allah teaches us, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have created this jinn. Jinn came before human beings. So before Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, before Adam and Eve. So remember, Almighty Allah makes mention of them and human beings. So what? So that they worship me, they serve me, and so forth, and recognize me. So Almighty Allah has highlighted what our purpose is. Some of them are loyal, and some of them are people, one creation, that are totally disobedient, and therefore they will pay such a price. Like amongst human beings, they feel they know more, and they reject Almighty Allah, Allah forbid, and then they pay the consequences. As you can see what is happening in today's world. And if you want the verse, it's in chapter 51 and verse 56, where Almighty Allah teaches us why He created human being and jinn and Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was, is, will always be the last and final messenger of Almighty Allah, the final prophet of Almighty Allah for human beings and for the jinn as well. Subhanallah amma yasifun. Subhanallah. Wherever is mentioned in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah, always Subhanallah. Why? Before it you will say Sabbahtu Subhanallah, Sabbahna Subhanallah. Oh Allah, we declare that you transcend every weakness, every defect, every shortcoming. In Arabic, when you explain it, you say Huwa munazzahun anil uyubi wa naqais. He transcends every defect and so forth. That is what we declare. So therefore, it's with the fatha, azabar always. Subhanallah yamma yasifun. Whatever they are describing to Almighty Allah, so Almighty Allah transcends that, is much, much more above that. Illa ibadallah il mukhlasin. Illa ibadallah il mukhlasin. Except those special servants of Allah who are very, very sincere, selected by Almighty Allah. So Almighty Allah will shower them with His special mercy, envelope them with His mercy, and assist them at difficult times. فَإِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ, and you, whatever you are worshipping, you and whatever you're worshipping, your idols and so forth, مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ بِفَاتِنِينَ, so you will not be able to فاتنين, مُذِلِّين, مُفْسِدِين. Understand the tafsir of it. So you and your idols will not be able to lead astray those special servants of ours, the awliyaullah, the khasan khuda, the special servants. Who will you lead astray? Illa man huwa salil jahim, except those people who want to enter, and they will enter the jahannam and the hellfire. Take today, 8 billion plus people on the face of this earth. So we say, okay, just to round it off, it's not even correct, but nevertheless, 1 billion, all this 2 billion Muslims, all that in the world is all fairy tales and propaganda. We must be honest to ourselves. So remember, we can just round it off as 1 billion and so forth. 7 billion plus are non-Muslims. They are sane, they are mature, but they want to go to hell. So they made the decision. They can't blame anybody else. And therefore, remember, when a person enters paradise and Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la, it is rahmatan wa fadlan min Allah, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. And when a person enters Jahannam and the hellfire, is adlan min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 7th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446, Gaza Genocide Holocaust, day number 341. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. So the Mawasi massacre took place. Remember, they tell the Palestinians that's a safe zone, and then they go and murder them and martyr them, and they will say, no, they were Hamas there. That's an easy excuse they always have. You must remember, the Jutlas are a cursed nation, and forever they will be cursed. They are swines and pigs after all. That is what their forefathers were made. Quran says so in chapter 5, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ, Almighty Allah transformed them literally, physically, into monkeys and swines. So you can see what the swines are doing. And America is to blame for all this. Remember this, they gave them such arms and ammunition, when it strikes the person, the body start burning and melting. And these are the haramis who speak of human rights, they speak of democracy. The biggest terrorists on earth today is the Americans and the Israelis. I pose one question to you. I'm a Palestinian, right? I'm 5 years old, 10 years old. I saw all this massacre. I survived it, and now I'm 18, 20, 25 years old. I see a Jutla, I see an American, and I take out my gun and I shoot him dead. What will I say? I will say he's justified. I personally will say he's justified. When you came and murdered us in the thousands for 76, 77, 80 years, by the time I grow up, and if I get opportunity, I put you away. That is the natural consequence of what you are doing. So that is why you must remember, America, Israel, Europe, and all these haramis, nobody has the right to claim, to complain. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Both morons had a big debate yesterday. And that is Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, Donald Duck Trump. So when they're about to start, she, Kamala Harris, she goes to Trump and says that first time they're meeting face to face, that let's have a good debate. So Trump retorts and responds that it'll be a fun, be a lot of fun. But it wasn't so much fun for Trump. She irritated him and he lost it by getting so angry. So 55% to her, Kamala, and 45% to him, Donald Duck Trump. He's going to lose it. That's the way it looks like, because both of them are morons. Both of them for support 100% Israel, the rogue terrorist apartheid Nazi regime. And we must be very clear on this. Israel admits to the killing of Aisha Noor. And you know what they said? They said it is unintentional. Can you believe that, you haramis, you war criminals, and you, what are you you waiting for, ICC? You good for nothing, International Criminal Court of Justice. Dad, why don't you indict and say that Gallant and Bibi Netanyahu are war criminals, and wherever they go, they must be arrested and so forth. You are very quick to do it for Putin. So what the hell is the delay? 200,000 people have passed away and are martyred in Gaza al-Mubarakah, but our turn will come. Quran has promised us that. Chapter 17, verse 7, we never lose hope in the mercy, in the grace of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. So the prosecutors are telling the ICC, you must expedite, you must remember the arrest warrant for Netanyahu and for Gallant, both haramis and so. Look at BB, how disgraced he is. There in Canada, they played a film and so forth, documentary, BB Files, and they showed you how much lies he spoke. Anything comes out for Israel, you must accept 50% and reject 50%, or reject 70%. They are the biggest haramis and liars and so forth. Their religion is to murder and kill and steal, and that is today Judaism and Zionism. They have hijacked the whole Judaism. Remember this type of things. Now see what they want to do. Just listen to this. So the Jutlas and the families told Yahya Sinwar, our leader, okay Sinwar, let's make a deal, cut a deal, that you, we will give you free exit and a safe exit. Nobody will harm you, but just release the hostages. So he, Sinwar, says, I am going to become your president, and I told you all that one day, inshallah, bi aunillah, and I'm going to interrogate each one of you. I'll have my gun in my pocket, and you talk nonsense, I'll put a bullet through you, harami. So that is what Yahya Sinwar told them. That's why we say Allahu Akbar. I made dua today. We cry to Allah every day. Allah Mansur Hamas wal Mujahideen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, help Hamas, help all the Mujahideen, and destroy the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime and dismantle them. Allah will accept. Quran Kareem teaches us your worst enemies are the Jutlas, are the Jews and the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers. The Israelis are being assisted by the Indian soldiers. The Indian soldiers are enjoying themselves in Palestine, killing Muslims. So that's the latest news breaking through. And for us, it's nothing surprising. Quran has said so in chapter 5, verse 82. The last verse of the six part of the Quran. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Now imagine this harami, and you come and tell me they are Muslims. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِمْ فَهُوَ كَافِرُونَ. MBZ of UAE, Dubai and Abu Dhabi. Listen to this, I sent it out late last night. So you must remember, there's a Zionist, right? And he comes there to UAE. He's the same guy, he killed 15 children and kids there in Gaza. He destroyed 5 masjids. He burned the Quran Sharif. Invited by MBZ, come, you will be my special guest, all expenses paid. And you want to come tell me, therefore me personally, I'm not telling you, but me personally, I was a gold card member on Emirates for so many years and so forth, but I feel ashamed to support them, therefore I never fly with them now. Allah destroy them, this Emirates, Dubai and Abu Dhabi. Allahumma ahlikhum wa man a'wanahum. Ya Allah, you decimate all these haramis. They go and support Israel, murdering our babies, our children, burning Quran Sharifs, and they go and destroy mosque, and you call them Muslim? Are you crazy? وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِمْ فَوَ كَافِرُونَ. You can quote my fatwa in any part of the world. You got doubt regarding him. You got doubt regarding MBS. They're all murtads and haramis, building sanamas there in Makkah, building sanamas in Medina, bikini beaches, destroying Islam and Muslims, and sending the imams of the haram to South Africa because the Salafis are here, the beggars, and turning haram money from the Saudis. Are you not ashamed of yourself? Remember, this is, we point out everything of these haramis. Israeli, listen to what the Israelis did. The United Nations vehicles entered Gaza for their polio, and that's another big fast. But be that as it may, so when they entered there, Israeli army, the most moral army, points guns to the personnel of the United Nations, rams their vehicles, and so forth. These are the people, remember, going to bring peace. United Nations have become a joke. Israel are guilty of genocide. I'm telling you now, any true Muslim will never forgive you, Israel, Jutlas and Zionists. We will never forgive you, America, and never forget. How we can never forget that words still ring in my ears, what the Burkis and the Bura did to us. I was a very young boy. I was naive, and I was very happy. We're going to our new shop, to our new house, and when the Bura came, the whites came, and they told me, "Hey, Kuli, Khanna di Kuli Dorp too." But when I looked at my parents and they were crying, then I realized this is not about new house and new shop. So we then understood what's really happening, the apartheid mentality. I'm telling you now, Jutlas and Americans, we will never forgive and we will never forget. You must pay a price for this, and there will be reparations, and you will see what will happen. Divine justice is to come, still remember that. World must ditch the dollar, so says Putin and Russia. We agree, there must be de-dollarization and so forth. So the Haitians, you know, Port-au-Prince, that's another crazy country. So that is the capital of Haitia. So they eating cats there in Ohio. One day I was in Malawi, and then they brought the one English newspaper. You know, in Malawi, the newspaper is 5 pages, 6 pages. Also, you understand, sub-quality newspaper, but nevertheless. So they said the cat population and dog population is decreasing in Malawi. So they started investigating. They say since the Ching Chong people came, the Chinese, so they're eating the cats and the dogs. That was a Rawahu Malawi, Malawi story. Listen to this story, you Zionists, you Jutlas, and you sympathizers, and you Arab Tanpot dictators supporting Israel. Israel soccer team, football team, went to play a soccer match there in Chile. We've been there, Santiago, you see. So now, before the match, the national anthem has to play. So these people, majority non-Muslims, there might be some Muslims there in the stadium. So when the Israeli national anthem came, then the supporters, thousands of them, turned there and showed them, the Israeli players, their backsides. They told them, "You are not supposed to be here. You are war criminals. You are guilty of genocide. Well done." Wherever Israel goes and the Jutlas go, you must name them, shame them, and nail them. Remember this. Look at Saudi Arabia, MBS at the helm. Saudi Arabia is teaching Chinese at the schools. Why? The Prime Minister of China arrived there now in Riyadh, in Najd. Now, Najd, when your imam comes, is your imam, it's not my imam. When your imam comes, Yasir Dawsari, that you ask him this questions. Ask him that, why can't you make dua against the Yahud? How come the asanamas being built in Makkah, Medina? Who will ask him these questions? You think these Salafi people? But me, I will ask him. I send this message to his chamchas, to his spies, and they all know they can't answer this. This Yasir Dawsari was fired by MBS, and then they reinstated him after a few months. And so, every khutbah I'm translating for over 20 years with Allah's help, then he takes the name of the king, and he takes the name of MBS from the member of Makkah. Aren't you ashamed, Yasir Dawsari? Don't you know the ayat? Wa may yurid fihi bi ilhadim bi zulmin nuziqu min adabin alim. If you just make intention there, just intention of deviation and zulm and oppression, we will punish you, a painful punishment. You're perpetrating this. Don't you remember the ayat? You're a wonderful reader, I give you that. I heard you first time when you just started imamat. Wala tarkan, they in Haramul Makki, I heard you. Wala tarkanu ilal ladhina zalamu, never bend to the zalims, never get inclined to them. Fatamassakumun nar, you'll end up in Jahannam. It's a shame what I told Khomeini's grandson. Lastu bi harisin ala liqaikum, all those imams of the Haram, we say lastu bi liqaikum, bi harisin ala liqaikum. Me, I will never meet you. I'm ashamed to attach myself to you. So remember, sell out your resign like what Shurim did. At least he got izzat and honor. So the Saudi embassy opens in Damascus after 12 years. You see that? So now they're making peli-peli. Let's become friends. Never mind, we are Sunnis and you are Shias, but we will now unite and so forth. All politics. Palestinians are back at the United Nations, but remember, not 100% as a full member. They don't have the right to vote, but they can participate in deliberations and so forth and so on. Pakistan has struck oil. Pakistan has struck oil. So we hope and pray that the Pakistani population will rise against the Choroki Hukumat and bring back Imran. At least then there will be no siphoning of oil and the Americans will not be there and so forth. How can you live like this? That Ghaddaroki Hukumat, Choroki Hukumat, and you got bunch of thugs and crooks running the government. Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi, he is the leader of the Congress. He is in America. He criticizes Modi. He criticizes the BJP. He criticizes the RSS in USA. So that has caused big turmoil in Indian politics and so forth. But Rahul also, he wasn't the right guy. They should have chosen Shashi Tharoor. I think maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, we don't agree 1% with Modi or with the RSS or BJP. We must name them, shame them and nail them. U.S. says, now listen to the U.S., the bully. U.S. says, you know what? Iran is sending ballistic missiles to Russia. So what the hell that got to do? You sending the biggest bombs, you sending the biggest missiles, you sending everything, billions of dollars to Israel, the rogue terrorist apartheid regime for more than 76 years, and you complaining Iran is sending ballistic missiles. Who the hell are you? Iran, you must build your nuclear and bomb whoever you can. But you also big shaitan and kufar. You play both ways. Shia a pakka kufar, you must remember that. Vietnam, big floods there. We've been to Vietnam also. So there, Ching Ching Chong, funny name. It was Saigon before, easy name. Then another name they got now, very difficult for me. So that I forget the name also. 127 people dead there. Listen to this story here. Two interesting international stories. Then we'll come to the local stories. You see, now understand this, you Muslims and you ulama and students, because I met them personally, so we know what we're talking. I've been to Syria 3, 4, 5, I can't remember how many times. So I went to Jamia Dimashq, you understand, the great university there. And the greatest scholars at that time were Sheikh Saeed Ramadan al-Bhuti, rahimahullah, he passed away. Sheikh Waba Zuhaili, he passed away. Sheikh Nuruddin Itter, I think he also passed away. So rahimahullah. So I met all three of them. So this guy, Tariq Ramadan, he has been found guilty there in France and all that, you see, for rape. Now, who is Tariq Ramadan? He is the son of Sheikh Saeed Ramadan al-Bhuti, right? And his mother is who? So Sheikh Saeed Ramadan al-Bhuti's wife is Wafa. Wafa is the daughter of Sheikh Hassan al-Banna, the founder of Al-Ikhwan, the Muslim Brotherhood. You get in the picture. So the West and France and all of them are busy. Let us disgrace the brother Muslim Brotherhood. Let us disgrace the Muslims. So Tariq Ramadan, I got nothing to defend him or whatever. So he was alone with a lady in a hotel. So that is haram in itself. His story is, this lady started kissing me. Whether it's true or not true, I don't know. But now they charge him for rape. But what happens? They charge him for rape 10 years after the incident occurs. One court said he's not guilty. Now the other court says he's guilty. And they give him 3 years prison, 2 years, suspended, and 1 year he must spend. This whole story is just to disgrace Muslims and Islam. And it comes from France. But Macron is the Hitler of France, and he's getting more and more disgrace. So remember, this is the war, America's war, France's war, Britain's war, Germany's war against Islam and so forth. So they look for this kind. I got nothing to do with Tariq Ramadan. I'm just trying to tell you, just join all the dots and you will understand. India celebrates Ganeshi. So let's go to Mother India. You see, we are Indians. So when you go, I've been 6, 7, 8, I can't remember also. I just jump in any bus and I just go with them, you see. Tourists, you know how cheap it is, India, and so forth. So from Karachi we used to go and so forth, and then after that also I went. Anyway, so if you go see, they are gods, they are deities. So they got one god in the name of Lingam, that's the male organ, you see. Then they got another one, Yoni. So Yoni is the female organ, private parts, right? Then they got, you must remember, that Ganesha. So now they're celebrating Ganesha, you see, he's the elephant now, and they venerate him, they worship him, and so forth. Then they got, you must remember, Ganpati. So Ganpati are the rats and all these things here. Then they got Hanuman, the monkeys and all that. Thank Allah, O Muslim, Allah gave us Iman and Islam. With my own eyes I saw how they make their own idols, and then they throw milk and they venerate them. So that is their business, I got nothing to do with them. I'm addressing you Muslims, did you ever think Allah, cry to Allah, you took us out from India, but you brought us to Iman and Islam. What is the greatest gift Allah bestowed upon each one of us? So make shukr every day, and let us live with Iman and die with Iman. So Yasir Dawsari, Imam of Haram, is visiting South Africa. I see the big pamphlets are out and so forth and so on. If you got the guts, ask him, hey Yasir Dawsari, you read Quran very well, that we agree, but why you don't speak the truth? Why you making kitman a haq and you are distorting the truth? You're praying for the murtads right on the Haram Sharif of Makkah, who are building sanamas, who are helping Israel. Are you not ashamed of yourself? Sheikh Naina, before you South Africans even heard his name, in 89 when I went from Hajj, we went to Jeddah, to Egypt, and I read Jummah Salat there in Masjid Hussein, and there Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad used to read after his demise, and Rahimahullah to Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad, then he used to read there, Sheikh Khari Al-Mukri Doktor Al-Naina. When I sat there, I thought, now where is he reading from? So I asked the person, Ain Al-Qari Wal-Mukri Al-Sheikh? He said, Fawqa Ra'asik, look on top. So on top he sits there where the Muazzin is, you know, and he makes the takbir, and he's sitting, and he was 89, this was, he's 70 years old now. He read the Quran Sharif there in the Haram, he read Quran Sharif in Arafat. So all this is there, but remember, they are agents for their government, either for Saudi Arabia, Yasir Dawsari, or Naina, agent for Egypt. Not one day can they speak against all these Harami, Sisi and all of them. So what good it is for us to invite such people, I'm asking you, but you are like sheep, you know, you will flock to go listen to these people and so forth. Just read the geography, history, to understand for what they are coming to South Africa. South Africa, you see, scholars for dollars, that is the, they won't read one place where they don't get paid. Understand that nicely. So that is what really happens. So we got nothing to do with them. Nahnu bura'au minhum, we cut off ties with them. Even if he walks past me, I don't make salam to them, I don't greet them. Very, very sad story coming out from Stenger, you understand? Yesterday, you Muslims wake up, and you trustees and imams, you must beef up your security in the masjids. Yesterday, 7:30 Isha Salah day in Masjid Munawwar. So remember that it is Isha time, and then 4 guys came in with AK-47s, and they told everybody, you just stay quiet here. They went straight for Hafiz Zakaria Desai, and they were watching his movements, kidnapped team shot some bullets in the air and what have you. Everybody terrorized, imagine kidnap right from the masjid. Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on his family. Allah Jalla Wala bring him back safe and sound. You the family and well wishes, read Alam Nashrah abundantly. Always read Surah 12 verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, you are the best protector. Ya Allah, he alone is the one who is most merciful, one to show mercy. InshaAllah, today is 9-11. You remember 9-11? The 11th of September. Americans always do things upside down, so they call 9-11, you see. So today is 9-11. Our tour starts. First place we're going today is Durban North. InshaAllah, Masjidur Rahman. The Imam Sahib, I believe, is Moana Shu'aib Jibai. So we'll meet them all there. 7:30 is Jamaat. InshaAllah, InshaAllah Al-Aziz, it will live broadcast on Ansar Radio International and on Sirius FM and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, between 7:30 and 9 tonight, InshaAllah Al-Aziz. Moana, we have 8-9 minutes. Let's fire up, InshaAllah.
Mufti Sahib, can a man wear ihram belt for Umrah because I see the belt has stitches on it?
Totally permissible. Whether it got stitches, no stitches, you don't worry about that. Totally permissible. A normal belt that you wear with your trouser, that also you can wear. Totally permissible, brother. And the Velcro ihram they got nowadays, so all permissible. Don't let all these things worry you. Just make sure your ihram don't fall down, brother. That's the most important thing.
Mufti Sahib, I have a sister who is very keen on taking the Shahada this weekend. But she is in her menses. Can she still take the Shahada?
100%, whether she is in her menses or whether she is in nifas or postnatal, make a Muslim immediately. Don't even wait for the weekend. You can just, wherever she is, you are in Durban, she is in Port Shepstone, for example, I don't know where she is. So contact the ulama there, Mona Imran Khamisa is there and others are there. So just tell them they must go with their wife. You see, Mufti Sahib passed away yesterday, Mufti Desai, he had two wives, I see. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. So go with your wives, you understood, and mashallah, that in that way there, then make a Muslim immediately, even if she's in menses. Chapter number 8, verse 38, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَنْتَهُ يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. Tell the non-Muslims, if they desist and they abstain and refrain from their kufr and shirk, blasphemy, polytheism, and embrace Islam sincerely, then their sins of the past are forgiven. So remember, you, my sister, that make quick arrangements and expedite the matter. Is only Wednesday. You're going to meet her Saturday, Sunday. So you don't have to wait. It's not from what happened if she passes away now. So we must make these people Muslim immediately, remember. That is what the law is in Islam.
Isab, I read a fatwa that the teacher cannot accept gifts from their current students or future students. Is this correct?
When you study Tarikhul Khulafa by Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti, I gave you the reference. So in the year 99 to 101 Islamically after Hijrah, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, who's buried there in Syria in a place called Hims, where Khalid bin Walid is, he's also buried there. So when he became the ruler, the Khalifa, and the Amirul Mu'mineen, so in that way there, you must remember what would happen is that people would come and give him gifts. So he would reject it. So the people told him it's sunnah. His words, golden words of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, he was a great tabi'i, and they call him Umar Thani, the second Umar. He said, "Kanat min as-sunnah wa amma al-yawm fa hiya rishwa." So nowadays it is bribery and corruption and so forth. I'm a teacher, right? I was in Newcastle for 20 years, January 81 to 2001, January, then I came here to Lens, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Golden years in Newcastle, golden years here, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So students or their parents would come to me, give me gifts, but it's before exam. So I just say, take it back, we don't want, you understood? So we know what is your hidden agenda and so forth and so on. So you must remember that you also must use your brains. They want to soften you up, you must give their son good marks and so forth. But they come just like that, there's no hidden agenda, and you accept it, then it's permissible whether you are a teacher or not. حبیبنا مصطفی رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے تحادو تحابو, that give gifts to one another and that will generate mutual love. فَإِنَّ الْهَدِيَّةَ تُذْهِبُ الضَّغَائِن, because when you give gifts to one another, it removes the malice, rancor, hatred. Sometimes you reprimand the student and so forth, so then the father knows you're upset, they give you a gift or something, so it's fine, it's permissible. If the teacher, principal don't accept, so that is taqwa and piety. Hazrat Shaykh Hazrat Mohana Zakaria Shaykhul Hadith Nawwarallahu Marqadahu came to Stanger, and for 1 month he spent there. Mohana Gardi and then Mo'tutla, whose Rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus, he made a condition, well damn, I'll come to your Junubi Africa, lekin kisi se hadya qabool mat karna, don't accept any gift from any person. So that are the mashayikh. So that is taqwa and piety. Understand this. There's so many stories like that, but I'm giving you the haqaiq and what truly happened. Alhamdulillah. Jeep.
You saw these two Muslim ladies that got married to each other over the weekend. I want to know which imam performed their nikah. Is he not more guilty than them?
Remember, I spoke about this on Monday night in the Q&A. I spoke about it yesterday morning also in the Q&A and in our program. And today is Wednesday again. They are murtads out of the fold of Islam. And if any imam or any person, male or female, perform their mock nikah, they also murtad and out of the fold of Islam. And what is the punishment for murtad? Remember, this is our fatwa and this hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Man baddala deen, whosoever changed their religion, for them is the death penalty. Hadith Rawahul Imam Bukhari fi Sahihi. Imam Bukhari has mentioned this in his Sahih Bukhari. Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal say that this verdict is applicable for male and female, and that is the correct 100%. This hadith of Umm Marwan mentioned in Dara Qutni, and remember that is our verdict. Imam Abu Hanifa uses the general law and he says that you must not murder women and so forth. So that is the Hanafi verdict. For men, murtad, death penalty. For women, al-habs, and you put them in jail, hatta tatub or tamut, till they die or till they repent. But in this day and this age, you'll have to pass the fatwa, remember, on death penalty. For circumstances like this, so for them is the death penalty, remember that, unless they make sincere tawbah immediately. That's all different things. But otherwise, totally out of the fold of Islam, people who condone it, people who participated in it, innakum idham mithluhum, Quran says. You are part and parcel of it. They are murtad, murtadda, and out of the fold of Islam. On say, next majalat dunni, la salama wa la kalam. We don't speak to you, we won't attend it, nothing we got to do. Why? Al-hubbu lillah wal-bughzu lillah. We love for Allah's sake and we hate for Allah's sake. That is our Islam, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif.
Mufti Sahab, what is the minimum rakat to read for tahajjud salah?
Tahajjud is from the word hajada. You sleep and you wake up 3 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock, and you read 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 6 rakat, 8 rakat, all in twos. Hadith Tirmidhi, Salatul Layli Masna Masna. So the night salat is best to read it in twos and then you make salam. And Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Adad-e Sharifa, Adat Mubarakah, was that he, the master alayhi salam, normally used to read 8 rakats. But me and you, brother, sister, we weak, we read 2 rakat. Hadith in Ibn Majah, husband woke the wife up, wife woke the husband up, you read 2 rakat salat, only 2 rakat, mashallah. Allah Jalla Wala is so pleased with you. Oh, master and missus, husband and wife, oh malaika, write down their names amongst those was Zakirin Allah kathira wa zakirat. They remembered me abundantly, profusely. So read the 2 rakats, even if you wake up 4 o'clock, O husband, O wife, and you become the mahbub and the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Fascinating, beautiful hadith in Ibn Majah. See you, inshallah. Hafiz Basa, Damat Barakatum will pick me up, inshallah. And we will go there to Umslanga, then come to Durban North, Ibrahim Day. Better be waiting for me with the day, inshallah. And then we'll come there to Isha time, inshallah, to where? Masjid Rahman in Durban North, inshallah, 7:30 to 9, live on the various radio stations. Barakallahu feek. I must run for salat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.